Okay, good evening, everyone. I'd like to continue with the basic topic that we've been discussing recently, which is various examples of halachos that are under the heading of boneh or makah b'patish, meaning things that have to do with construction, whether major or minor construction, construction in the house, construction on kalim, or makah b'patish of creating kalim or finishing off kalim, etc. So there's a lot of things that fall under this heading, under one of the other headings, and there's some overlap between them. So let's continue with some of them. First of all, the halacha says that if you have a utensil such as a spoon or a fork, a metal, regular metal utensil, and it's bent out of shape, so you're not allowed to bend it back on Shabbos. Now, bent out of shape I don't mean just like it's bent, you know, you have a spoon, it's bent into a circle, but even if it's bent much less dramatically or drastically than that, but bent enough that it affects the use. It's a bit awkward. You could use it the way it is, but it's awkward. It's not normal. So to bend it back into regular usable shape is an Isser in Shabbos of Makah B'Patish. That's called Makah B'Patish. Makah B'Patish literally means putting on the final blow, the final touches to something is Makah B'Patish. So even if it's not brand new, even if the thing was already usable and functional and you might have used it for many years, but now it got bent so that it's not in proper shape, proper condition, to bend it back into that condition is usur on Shabbos. The same thing is true with a needle. If you have a pin or a needle that you have some use for on Shabbos and it's bent, even though, again, it's not bent over like the letter L, it's a right angle. It's just bent a little, and it's not perfectly functional the way it is. So to bend it would be a problem. And the same thing applies to, let's say, eyeglasses. If your eyeglasses get a little bit bent out of shape in the way that they're really not so comfortable, or they look a little awkward, or if you put them on your nose and you really can't see so straight out of them, or they don't stay on well. And these are glasses that it just takes some bending. Let's say it's a metal frame, which you would just have to bend back. It doesn't require any tools. You don't have to take it into the vision center. You could do it yourself. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do that. To bend it back into shape so that now it's in proper functional condition is also to do on Shabbos. Okay. Now, an example of something that's not a problem, many sfarim say, is let's say you get a spoon or something which is made from plastic, and it comes with, sometimes I understand they come sometimes with instant soups or some other types of foods that they send along a spoon which is folded into two. The spoon itself is intentionally, in order to package it more efficiently, they make it in a way that it has a hinge or something in the middle, and it's folded into two. And in order to use it, you have to bend it into shape. So that's okay to do. That's designed that way. It's not something that's not functional and that requires like a metal thing that requires a little bit of effort or strength. It's just simply folded in half because it's, as I said, it's packaged better that way, and it's a very minor thing to simply just open it up, so that's okay to do. Or somebody showed me these floss picks on one. It has a floss, a piece of floss on one end, which is which is being held in a way that you could just simply use it. But it also has a little toothpick. But the toothpick, when it first comes, the toothpick is not usable. It's flat. The toothpick is just like, you know, little, I guess those who know what I'm talking about know exactly what I'm talking about. Those who don't probably have no idea what I'm talking about because it's hard to describe it. Maybe I should have brought one. But, you, in order to use the toothpick part, you have to bend it. You have to, because it comes like flat, aligned with the whole thing. And then you have to bend it up. So that's okay to do on Shabbos, even though the way it is, it's not usable yet. But it's such a simple nothing that that type of finishing touch is totally inconsequential, and that's mutter to do on Shabbos. On the other hand, going back to the forbidden side of the border would be, according to many, if you get these plastic cups which come in two pieces. They have the cup part, and then they have a little stand, a little base. And in order to use it, they have to be attached. They have to be combined into one. So that is more of a significant act of creating something, of making something, of producing something that's not usable. So to connect those two parts into a usable cup is not permissible on Shabbos. If you have a doll, one of your children has a doll, and a part of the doll came out, an arm or a leg of the doll came out, which is not the way it's not supposed to come out. It's not designed to come out. But so putting that back into place in Shabbos would be usher, even if it's just, you know, like sort of like clicks back in, but you're not allowed to do that. That fixing that into a usable toy from being a toy that's not fully usable or functional is usher to do on Shabbos. Adding a leaf to a table, jumping around a little bit, giving a lot of cases in different various cases that are all under, as I said, the under bono makom patish. Adding a leaf to a table, the poskim say, is mutter to do. Now some of them I understand have clips where after you add the leaf, you don't just simply put it in place and then push the two ends of the table against it so that it holds it in place, but it has. Some of them have metal clips underneath, so that may be different. I'm not familiar exactly with those, but there may be some of if it's clipped into place, that may not be okay. As I say, I'm starting to be being a little bit vague because I'm not really familiar with what that is. But the standard tables, the ones that I've seen and that I have or have had, where it's just you have an extra leaf which can go in and out and very easily and. You, if you want to put it in, you pull the two ends of the table, and now it's they separate on a track, and you put the leaf in between, and then you just push back the two ends so that it holds it. It's one smooth surface that is permissible to do on Shabbos. Making snowballs or a snowman in the places where that's relevant is usher to do on Shabbos. Making a snowman is an isra boner, or even a snowball. With a snowball, you're taking the wet snow, and you're it's a many, many little small flakes of snow, hundreds or maybe thousands of flakes of snow, which are they may be stuck together loosely, but in a very just in a wide shape, and you're compacting them into a shape, into a snowball, and certainly a snowman. Is an iser of bona on Shabbos. Okay, those are all pretty clear. I don't think there's too much machlokas about any of the ones I mentioned, though. Imagine you may find some dissenting opinions one way or the other, but that's I believe what I gave you is a very much a picture of the normative approach. Something that's a little bit more controversial is these shtenders that are metal shtenders, which are adjustable. It's the bottom piece is the legs and two arms going up, and then the top piece is the surface on which the sefer goes, and then it has two small arms going down, which slide into the bottom. It's a track, and then you put it at the height that you wish, and at there it could either clicks in or you turn some screw to fasten it, to tighten it. So if it's separate, if the shtender is in two separate pieces, then you're not allowed to put it together on Shabbos. You're not allowed, and for that matter, you're not allowed to take it apart if you wanted to do that for some reason. But the main question, which greatly debated in the postkim, is: are you allowed to adjust it when it is together? and it's at a certain height, are you allowed to loosen whatever it is that's keeping it fastened at that height? Are you allowed to loosen it and raise it or lower it and then refasten it at a different height? So there were those that say that is not permissible on Shabbos because of it is a form of bona that you're creating a new, you have a keli of one height and you're changing into a different height, which serves a different function. However, many say, and this is, I believe this is, you could be somewhat on lemaisa, is that it is mutter to adjust that because even if we'll say that when it gets to the height you want, when you fasten it, that's considered a form of fastening, which would be bona under other circumstances. But since it's together as one keli, and you're just changing it, you're not creating the keli. It's together. As I said, the two pieces are attached already, are together before Shabbos, and you're just changing it from one level to another level, then that's okay to do. Many say like this. Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky and Sefer says like this, that it's mutter, and many do. Many say it's mutter. Now, this is more controversial than some of the other topics we mentioned. They're definitely osrim, and I don't want to mislead you, but halacha l'maisa, I believe that there is definitely what to rely on to something like this would be mutter. But again, only as if it's together. If when you're trying to adjust it by accident, you pull a little bit too high and it comes out in your hand, now you're holding the top piece by itself, then you cannot put it back till after Shabbos. Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll continue with Bez Hashem next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Rabbi.